Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The leaders of the powers in motion. President Biden to Israel. President Putin of Moscow to Beijing. The troubles in two fronts. The troubles in Ukraine, the troubles in Gaza. I welcome Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. Because this is all diplomacy now, fog of diplomacy. The war fighting is in the background, on the sidelines. The leaders and their opposite numbers in all of the arrayed states are taking primary position. The news as we have it is that Mr. Biden in Israel will not go on to Amman, Jordan, because the meeting that was planned there with principals involved in the region was canceled by the Jordanian king after Mahmoud Abbas, we're told, left the planned meeting. Why? We're told it has to do with protests across the Ummah and around the world by people responding to the false reporting about the hospital tragedy in Gaza. I say false reporting because now we have the President of the United States underlining the position that Israel has provided in evidence these last hours that the hospital was struck by a missile, an errant missile fired by either Hamas or the Islamic Jihad, probably the latter, in a missile barrage. There's much to say about that missile, but the protests are real. They worry the embassies of France and Britain in Tehran. They worry embassies around the world. There's always the chance for things to go to violence. But right now, this is diplomacy. Mary, a very good evening to you. The president to Israel, standing with Bibi Netanyahu. Admirable, but there's a second front going on at the same time. This is way, way into a threat environment that can change at any moment. What would a diplomatic success look like for the president, for the Secretary of State who announced this visit? Does the Amman cancellation neutralize whatever value there was of Mr. Biden in the Middle East? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. I don't think that the cancellation of that meeting obviates the point of Biden's visit. It's obviously an extremely fraught moment, and I think the president of the United States flew into a very dangerous place to try to stop the escalation of the conflict and to deter Iran from activating Hezbollah to the north of Israel to open up a true second front to the war, which would be a even more devastating conflict for Israel, which risks regional conflagrations. So I think the goal of his trip is clear. There's also a direct American interest here in that 30 Americans were killed when the Hamas terrorists breached the fence and flew into Israel, and at least 13 others are unaccounted for. And frankly, John, I'm shocked that news isn't blanketing the headlines here in the United States. That's a large number of people murdered, 30 plus 13, and you know, for all we know, maybe more, who were on the other side, dragged to the Gaza Strip, or hostages, or dead, or worse. Joe Biden certainly has a reason to go over there. I think the question is whether or not he has the leverage to achieve what he wants, which is to deter Iran. Now, some on the other side of politics of Joe Biden would say, well, he's also trying to deter the Israelis from doing a full-scale invasion of Gaza. I don't know if that's fair. We don't know what's said in those rooms. he may indeed be counseling Bibi Netanyahu not to occupy Gaza and to try to limit civilian casualties. But if he did say that, I think that the Israeli government already knows that. They don't need to be told. And they're very intent on eliminating this terrorist threat of an organization whose sole mission is to annihilate Israel and kill all the Jews. So Netanyahu has to balance several interests here. Clearly, the Israeli public is traumatized and they want justice and retribution for these absolutely monstrous, brutal killings of civilians and women and children and innocents. But at the same time, they can't deplete their forces so much that if a second front opened up, that they would be unable to meet it. So I think one of the most constructive things that President Biden could do would be to lean on American allies like Egypt and Jordan and Turkey and others to take Palestinians who were trying to flee the Strip, set up tents in the Sinai, put a ring around it, a fence around it, whatever you need to do to make Egypt feel that they're not just importing terrorism. But that, you know, that to me, that's really the most constructive diplomatic thing that he can do. Militarily, I mean, I don't know why he's sending ships into the Mediterranean. He should be sending them into the Gulf to deter Iran. So there are a lot of moving parts here, John. I'm sorry I covered a lot of ground there, but it's an extremely, I think, important visit. And we'll see what comes of it in the coming days.
The Iranian threat. That is the larger story that is not solved in any fashion by this administration. I mentioned the $6 billion that was deposited in the Qatari account in exchange for hostage taking of many months, many years. At the same time, there's reporting out of London that the number can be much higher of money transferred into Iran as the Biden administration has pressed ahead with its intent to have a rapprochement with the Islamic State, with the Ayatollah. The question here, Mary, is this war driven by Iran, threatening routinely to unleash Hezbollah against the north of the country, is this, your measure, the end of the entanglement with Iran? Does the Biden administration reconsider now and back off after this tragedy?
Well, currently, the Biden administration is continuing its policy of engagement and appeasement of Iran, despite, you know, what administration officials, you know, may leak to the press. And I'll give you a good example. They are not tightening oil sanctions, which constitute the bulk of the revenue that Tehran has gotten over the last couple of years because the Biden administration eased those sanctions. So we're talking multiples of $6 billion, $40 billion and up. And secondly, just in these last hours, UN sanctions on Iran's drone and ballistic missile programs expired. So Tehran can now legally buy ballistic missiles or, you know, sell drones to Russia, which, by the way, they're already doing to help Putin in his war in Ukraine, or they can sell missiles or drones to Hezbollah if they do indeed want to attack. And that's a huge failure of diplomacy, John. And I think it's reflective of the administration's belief that appeasing the Islamic Republic of Iran, a revolutionary regime committed to destroying Israel, that somehow talking nice to them and giving them a lot of money and allowing these sanctions to expire will encourage them to behave better in the region. And so, you know, our diplomats could have gone to the E3, Britain, France, and Germany, to snap back sanctions. We could have lobbied proactively for different kinds of sanctions, given what's just happened in Israel, the largest killing of Jews since the Holocaust. But we don't see that. We see an incredibly reactive White House. And so, you know, I will believe that the Biden team is getting serious about deterring Iran when they snap back sanctions. They shut down the oil gusher of money. They send ships to the Gulf. They explicitly threaten the Ayatollahs. They proactively put new sanctions on. They put secondary sanctions on any businesses that do business with, Tehran. That's when they're serious. But I don't see any indication of that just yet.
It's a two-front war, and we turn to the other war in Ukraine because Vladimir Putin, traveling to Beijing, has made remarks about the Mideast war at the same time. What the Telegraph in London regards as a veiled threat against the President of the United States by the President of Russia, Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.